Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org, both in person and online. Blessed to have you on board worldwide. Today, I am delighted to share a very personal Bible study with you entitled simply, Unsplat Thyself. The meaning and significance of I pray becomes glaringly apparent in the not-too-distant future. Suffice to say, I had planned to do something completely different. But praise God, he had other plans. And as usual, his plans are so way better than mine. Amen? I am confident that no one amongst us would disagree with me when I say the year 2020 has been a challenging year, a huge understatement. And what started out for me is, you know, just a cautionary study of on a completely different topic, thankfully transformed into one of pure joy for me. And now I pray for you also. So let's look at our scripture focus for today, found in the book of Psalms, in chapter 89. So thank you, O holder of the clicker. And change that slide. And today, I'm going to make your job easy. We got one slide, okay? So stick with me. Hang with me. There's one slide with lots to talk about. All right, here it is. Psalms 89. The Lord's covenant with David and Israel's afflictions. And then it reads, a maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. And it reads, I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever to all generations. I will make known your faithfulness with my mouth. Well, let's do something a little bit different. You know, the more I started to look at this, I realized, you know, we could go through and dissect words and so forth, and that's a good thing, and that is certainly a good tactic to look, you know, at the words for their significance, but the hidden, the wonderful hidden marvel of this particular psalm is in that one simple line. Amen. We will see. I hope you will agree with me. I'm just delighted. Yeah, it's Sunday school, right? So we're going to learn something new. COVID-19 or no COVID-19. We are going back to school, amen? With our masks on. In fact, maskil. No pun intended. I didn't make up the word was right there. Just fell in my lap. Anyway, what is the definition of the word maskil? And I'm not going to put this all up here, so hang with me, because it's just really fascinating. The word itself is defined simply as a person who is versed in Hebrew or Yiddish literature, especially a follower or adherent of the Haskalah movement. And now you have to ask, what's the Haskalah movement? I'm glad you asked. It was often termed the Jewish Enlightenment, an intellectual movement amongst Jews of Central and Eastern Europe. A lot like the Enlightenment that we went through, you know, as a culture in Europe, with arts and with literature and so forth. And as a lot of ideological worldviews did sort of rise out of that, inclusive of Jewish nationalism. Now, Ethan, who is Ethan? Defined as the Ezrahite, it may be, according to Wikipedia, of course, Wikipedia knows everything, it may be that Ethan was a cymbal player in King David's court. He played the cymbals. I love it, don't you? The cymbal player in King David's court, he gets a psalm. He gets his own psalm. Is the Bible great or what? It is. Stick with me. Who's Ezra? He's an Ezra. I found an Ezraite. Who is Ezra? You might know Ezra. He has his own book, too. He's got his own book. Not just a psalm or a mention. He was a scribe and a priest sent with religious and political powers during, you know, King Artaxerxes. And he helped to lead a group of Jewish exiles from Babylon to Jerusalem. And that's a very, very important person in the history of Israel to have done that. Leading them out of captivity back to Jerusalem. Amen. And he was very, he wanted to get back to the roots, you know, to, in fact, he condemned mixed marriages. Mixed meaning that if you were to anybody of any other faith other than the Jewish faith. And even encouraged Jews to divorce and banish their foreign wives. Which I believe they actually did. This, all of these little tidbits add up to something just fantastic. Fascinating, in fact. Look at it this way. It appears, just from what we're looking at, that Psalm 89 may be the one-hit wonder of a devoted musician in King David's court. Amen. It's, you know, given his chance, he rose up, and he has earned his place in history. It was sort of like the Maskell of Don. Amen. What if we had the Maskell of Don in the Bible? Sort of what we got here. Really, really awesome. Plus, here it appears that even way back then, peeps wanted to hear the latest and greatest temple hits. Sort of like we do today. That's what the Haskalah movement was about too. But seriously, seriously, folks, what really leapt out to me was the stark contrast to the psalm that precedes it. And for those of you who know me and have probably heard of me talk more than one time about Psalm 88, we're not going to read it here. I simply call it the Psalm of Splat. Why? Because there's not a ray of hope in it. I can totally rate. This year is like the Psalm 88 of the new millennium, amen? There's like not a ray of hope. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's the lesson, peeps. It is simply this. 2020, hands down, it's been the Psalm 88 of the new millennium. But hang in there. Psalm 89 is just around the corner. And methinks it's no mistake that Psalm 89 comes on the heels of Psalm 88. For yea, verily, our awesome Lord, in his infinite wisdom and in his perfect, perfect timing, knew that just about midsummer 2020, we would be more than ready for a breath of fresh air and of hope. Amen. So, let's learn how to unsplat ourselves and others. I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to stop talking in a moment, I promise. And we are going to start singing. Oh, precious peeps, let us not go backwards to Psalm 88, but let us press boldly forward towards Psalm 89, both now and in the future. Amen. And with that, I am going to let Pastor Larry share with you a wonderful little song. That's a kid's song, but you know what? It's those songs, the ones you learn when you're kids, that stick with you even through the tougher times. And that's what we're going to do. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, featuring the Cedarmont Kids. Enjoy. God bless.